sons are four, so
yeah, get one of them up there and, you know, have them check everything out. But no, that the last couple of transmissions were much, much better.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe because I went to the beam or the power, I don't know which. Turn the power back down and put it back here to the four. Okay, there's 4 watts again on a different antenna. It could be the antenna. It's been up there for quite a few years. I don't know. It's hard to say. Radio is something that will drive you nuts. And just when you think you got it all fixed and working 100%, you're only working 20%, and it's ready to fall down and you don't know it. I like building verticals and stuff. My Hustler six bander I put in, I don't even remember, 15 years ago. It's still on the original coax buried in the ground. And one day I couldn't transmit at all, and it turns out that the mice, well, I ain't going to say mice, those other things that can't see, they make burrows and tear your yard up. Well, they got in there and started chewing on my coax and ate pieces of it and got into the copper jacket, and then they got into the foam, and then they got into the insulation, or to the main antenna wire. And I guess there was a dead mouse, not a mouse, one of them rodents anyway. It was dead where he took a bite out of it, and I must have been on the radio. He won't be biting any more antennas, though.
Penetrating Genesee County.
Wow. Well, believe it or not, that last storm that we had blow through that I thought was going to take down all the trees. In fact, I think a lot of people lost their power. You know, we had disconnected our radio, and I have not been on my radio since, which is highly unusual for me. But that's just how busy we've been trying to put this garden to rest. And I want to get on this weekend. So, I don't know, we'll see if I'm lucky enough to grab an hour or two. There's a couple of things that I'd like to accomplish, but we'll see. Like I say, this is the first I've been on the radio in over a week.